Welcome to this June 2019 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. As you well know, this is Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery. I am your facilitator of this gathering each and every month, the last Monday of every single month. And of course, you're joining together not just with me, but other amazing individuals from across the globe, from many, many different countries, who have set the intention to be able to find ways to reverse whatever symptoms they experience. So you're in good company, to be sure. The reason I established these support group gatherings each and every month is I kept getting calls from lots of individuals, random calls, calls from strangers that said, listen, do you know of any support group that I can join that would actually be positive, that would actually be talking about how I can get well rather than how I can find a good nursing home? And, of course, I, for many years, said, well, gosh, I'm sorry, but I don't know any support group in your area that does that. In fact, I don't know of any support group that does that. But here we are. I decided, well, look, if anybody can do this well, it ought to be Parkinson's Recovery. So that's what this support group is all about. It's about making sure that everybody who is connected realizes that there are lots of different factors that cause these symptoms, and there are lots of wonderful and effective solutions that can make a difference. Now, I promised that I would provide a preview before we have an opportunity to connect to those of you who have called in about what we've not discovered over this last month, which has really been quite revolutionary as far as I am concerned as a researcher for Parkinson's. Let me remind everybody that there's the chat room field, also the Q&A field. So if you have additional comments, some information to share, some experiences that you want people to know about, be sure to type that in the chat room. I'll be sure to read that before our gathering actually concludes. I have actually spent a great deal of time over the month of June focusing on sound therapies. And the reason is my daughter has been really pretty seriously ill for a number of months. She was in the hospital for 4 long months, and the medical professionals were not able to find anything to help her, even the kind of typical suppressants that were supposed to be opiates, which dulled pain, didn't work. Nothing that they gave her really was a success. So they tried a lot of different things, but the fact is that there were no solutions available there. So we were able to get her home. About 6 or 7 weeks ago, I came down to San Francisco, and I've been here since that time, though I'm leaving here in a day or two. And we've been able then to ask the question, all right, if traditional medicine had a good crack at this, trying to figure out after 4 months of investigation what's going on and really didn't succeed and had no real logical explanation of why she was experiencing the problems, we've got to look at this from a different perspective. And as a researcher, that's my forte. So I recruited Sherry Edwards, and thankfully, many of you took advantage of her offer to do a free voice analysis of your voice print. And I know a number of you have had the opportunity to have a conversation with Sherry. Again, she offered this out of the kindness of her heart. And partly, she wanted to collect together even more evidence on persons who are experiencing Parkinson's symptoms. Some of you may not be aware, but Sherry Edwards also has Parkinson's symptoms. So we all share something very much in common. Now, the surprise to me was I sent in a voice print for my daughter to Sherry about the beginning of the month. And what came back was, after she really worked quite long and hard on trying to figure out what was going on, was a very rare condition. And as Sherry explains, probably only about 20 individuals actually have this particular condition. So no wonder nobody could figure out what was going on. And it's the surprise, I have to tell everybody, true surprise is that it has to do with the inability to process, get this, dopamine. So the condition for her is described as a dopamine beta hydroxylase deficiency. And it's characterized by increased quantities of dopamine. So she's got excessive dopamine and she's got the absence of epinephrine. And that creates a lot of shaking and tremoring in her body. And so I think that's probably similar to a lot of people who have dyskinesias. Is it may be that this is actually not a really rare condition, but really a very common condition. So how do you address this? Well, how do you turn down the volume of dopamine? How do you instruct the body to be able to use the dopamine correctly rather than incorrectly? And, of course, the answer that Sherry Edwards at Sound Health Options offers is, well, you do that through sound. So she has constructed a series of sounds for Adrian to listen to. We've been working with that for 3 or 4 weeks, and it's working. She's getting better each and every day, stronger, having fewer episodes that are less problematic. So I just want to say I'm very enthusiastic about sound therapy. Now, I wound up purchasing the tone box. Actually, I bought two tone boxes for Adrian so that we could switch them out when the tones had to be updated. And I purchased a big amplifier. It has to be a special amplifier because it's got to be able to convey the low tones. So you don't just pass these tones through any speaker. So there was some extra expense, obviously, in being able to get the work done and get the purchase of these tone boxes and the equipment involved. But I just want to say I think it's been well worth it. So my conclusion to all of this personal experience has been that I want to learn how to do this work myself. I think it's a way of keeping myself and my family healthy over the long term. And I want to invite you to consider this as a possibility as well. So because of the urgency of her condition, I wanted to ask Sherry to help out with doing the analyses, which she so kindly and generously was able and willing to do. But, of course, we can't always rely on somebody like her to help us out in that way. So I'm going to learn how to do this myself. We also, she has offered to do a very specific class for persons with Parkinson's. So I want to be able to see if I can get that organized here over the coming months. And so I would invite you to consider joining into that class. And again, that's the idea is that you'll learn how to do analysis of voice profiles and to program the kind of sounds, the tone people need in order to be able to get well. I promise to give a brief overview of some of the big revelations that Sherry discussed of the voice prints that you submitted to her. So she had about 50 voice prints that she was able to do a little analysis of, and I have to say, I found some of the insights fascinating. Some of them new, some of them not, but still, the fact is that her presentation was really revolutionary. So one of the really interesting findings that she put at the top of the list was that there is an issue of something called ferrochetolase, and I'm going to spell that for everybody, FERROCHELATASE. It's an enzyme localized to the mitochondria, that's the little energy source of all of the cells. And without getting too complicated, it catalyzes the final step in the biosynthesis of something called HIM. Now, get this. HIM is essential in enabling our blood cells to carry oxygen and in breaking down chemical compounds in the liver. So those of you who have been told you have livers that are compromised, maybe they were getting close to what the real issue is. Now, this substance, ferrochetolase, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, is the last step in making iron for use in the body. All right, so, what does that have to do with Parkinson's symptoms? Iron is essential for the formation of L-DOPA, whose deficiency, as we well know, causes Parkinson's symptoms. So what an interesting revelation. And you might want to talk to your doctor about this may be a possibility for you. A second interesting revelation was a finding for a number of people that the interstitium is what she called it, that is actually the fascia in the body, is an issue. Now, the fascia are these little sensitive tissues throughout all the muscles of the body that are the communication system in the entire body. That's what sends all the signals of information throughout the entire body. When you've had surgeries, when you've had injuries, when you had a whiplash, that gets disrupted. And so to be able to repair that winds up being something that can be very useful. That's why massage therapy can be so, so terribly useful. Now, another substance is called, that can be very deficient and create lots of symptoms, is called citicoline. We've covered that in some of our previous research books. A study of 20 patients on medications, taking lots of medications, were given 1,000 milligrams of citicoline. I better spell that for everybody. C-I-T-I-C-H-O-L-I-N-E. 100 milligrams for 15 days, and then they dropped down to 500 milligrams for 15 days. And the dopamine levels in the central nervous system were very much affected positively. There was a positive response in rigidity, less rigidity, about 20%. Walking improved, handwriting improved by about 20%. So you can see this is not an aspirin that you can take that takes away all the problem, but it is something that obviously can provide some relief for symptoms. So what's the explanation, according to Sherry's findings, of a loss of smell? Well, as she then discovers, it's a deficiency of alpha-lipoic acid. And that has to do with, get this, iron regulation. So iron is a really big issue when it comes to these Parkinson's symptoms. What about rigidity? How come people have such rigidity? Is that your problem? Now, what she's discovering is it has a lot to do with the inability to use glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. So notice I said inability to use. And one of the reasons for that is that MSG, sodium glutamate, messes up glycine. So you might want to consider, if you've got stiffness or if you have something called like stiff man syndrome or stiff woman syndrome, you might want to consider not eating anything that has MSG and also avoiding all wheat. Now, another revelation that she discussed that I'm really summarizing briefly and succinctly is that everyone, and I repeat, she said everyone, and I was surprised by this, had significant evidence of radiation exposure. Whoa! Now, that's pretty incredible. Now, this creates something called peroxyntrate, P-E-R-O-X-Y-N-I-T-R-A-T-E. And that messes up, get this, your iron, your ability of your body to process and effectively use iron. So because everybody was found to have radiation exposure, I would just suggest that you talk with your doctor about taking the kind of natural remedies that can address those problems. And those, the top of the list of that would be iodine. It would be sea kelp. And actually, it can also be curcumin. Curcumin can be something that can be very useful for Parkinson's for lots of different reasons. Now, another kind of a remedy for radiation exposure is something very new, and that's the ketone ester. It has been found that when you take the ketone ester, you reduce the death rate from the exposure to radiation very significantly. So ketone ester is another ingredient, a new kind of a substance that's just been produced in the lab over the past year that can address the problems of radiation exposure. So radiation exposure, where does it come from? Well, Chernobyl, of course, in Russia, the Japanese earthquakes and the nuclear plants that have been disrupted because of that, the exposure to cell phones, cell towers. There are all sorts of exposures to radiation that over time can really build up in the body. And then there's also an issue with brain fog that she discusses. So if you have brain fog, be sure to listen to her discussion of that. It's suggested that pyruvic acid, P-Y-R-U-V-I-C acid, is related to the glycosis, which breaks down glucose. So pyruvic acid may be something that would be very useful for you in being able to clear out all of that brain fog. By the way, it's also the case from everything I've heard that the light therapy or the photobiomodulation therapy that we've been documenting over the last several years, that also provides some really quite spectacular and wonderful relief from the problem of mental confusion, difficulty with remembering little facts and details, and just mental confusion. So the light therapy, I think, is one of the kinds of therapies I put at the top of the list, but that happens to be a challenge for you. So in the end, and just to summarize, I want to say that when Sherry Edwards does these analyses of these voice profiles, she's discovering, too. She's doing research. She's building her database. She's better understanding the process of what's really going on with Parkinson's symptoms. And so I would say if you are at the place where you have not been able to find any answers to your situation, it's pretty clear it's going to be very individualistic. It'll be really your condition and not somebody else's. And I would say, given the success I've had with embracing her therapy, that it would be worth pursuing a practitioner who does this to see if you can't then open up other revelations about what's causing your problems. As you can see, my discussion here is not one that you would hear anywhere else. It's not the kind of thing where, well, everybody knows that folks with Parkinson's symptoms have a lot of radiation exposure. That's certainly not a revelation that's very common. I do want to say one other thing, and this is just a comment. I've had a number of conversations with people who would tell me the findings that Sherry Edwards reported to them on the analysis. And I think they came back with, well, my doctor didn't tell me that, and I wonder whether this could really be true. So I just want to say, just because it's free doesn't mean that it's not going to be valid or true. So I would say that, given my own experience, it's just a different way of looking at what's really going on in the body. And what better way than to be able to pick up the frequencies that are being admitted through our voice. It's just a really fascinating idea that I think whose time is really come. So I want to encourage as many of you as possible to get interested in this technology. There are in her website, once you register there just for free to be on the website, you can get some training, initial training on how to do all of this and to do your own analysis of your own voice prints. And then there's some follow-up training where you can actually learn how to construct the tones for yourself, your family, or if you want to do it for others as well. I think it's worth investing my attention, my energy, my time in being able to learn how to do this so that I can keep myself and my family healthy, and want to suggest that you can do the same. So in conclusion, I don't want to say that this analysis is the panacea. It's not the end-all. It's not necessarily something that will give you all the answers, but I think it will give you a fresh perspective on what might be going on in your body and some wonderful, simple steps that you can take. Even if you don't get the sound therapy from one of these practitioners, if you just simply listen to the suggestions, a lot of times it's just going and getting a supplement, and that might really provide some wonderful relief. So in the end, I just want to say I've been pleased and excited about the fact that I think my daughter Adrienne is getting a lot better, and the reason is because her body is coming back into balance. And of course, there's a lot of imbalances that are going on in her body, which is why she had gotten really so terribly sick. So I want to now stop and check in with those of you who called in, and again, let me invite any of you to write in the chat room any follow-up questions or issues or topics or reports on what's going on with you, sharing whatever personal experiences you might have about how life is going for you. So let me first open up the line to Bill and say, Bill, hello, how are you and how are things going?
Hey, Robert, how's it going?
Oh, pretty well, all things considered.
Sorry about your daughter. That's a shame.
Yeah, she's really been struggling, poor baby. And I think she's finally on the road to recovery, but it's taken a long time.
Anything happens to your children, that's a very, very hard thing.
Yeah.
One thing I would mention just in terms of what you were talking about just a few moments ago is I have read, and I don't know if this is true or not, but you have to be careful with iron, taking supplemental iron, if you also take levodopa or cinnamon, because there's some kind of counterindication there, apparently. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Yes, Bill, I think that's right. It's not a question of the quantity of iron. That's not the issue. The issue is the body's ability to convert the iron that the body needs. It's a conversion issue.
Okay.
I think that's exactly right. I hope nobody was listening to my presentation and thought, oh, I need to go out and take an iron pill. That's not the issue. That's not what you need.
Okay.
It's not a question of getting more iron. And one of the reasons why a lot of people have struggles with being able to find sustained relief from symptoms is they have a methylation problem. And it's really similar to what we're talking about in the body's inability to be able to convert iron so that it's usable for the body. Methylation just means that the body is not able to take something like vitamin B1 or vitamin B12 and make it usable for the body. It just can't convert it. There's no conversion process in there. So it's kind of similar to a lot of people think, okay, the solution is to give myself more. Well, in some cases, that can help and may be the solution. But in other cases, the problem is not the substance itself. The problem is the conversion. That's why a lot of people have dyskinesias. So when they have dyskinesias, they have way, way too much dopamine in their body. The problem is the ability of the body to convert a form of dopamine that's useful and usable by the body.
Okay, I understand. Sometimes,
well, I think in terms of, partly in terms of understanding, well, how do you facilitate the ability of the body to convert these substances into the use that it really needs? And I think the problem is that they're not really chemical substances or medications or supplements in a lot of cases that really enable that. So you really have to find other ways to support the body's ability to convert the way it needs to convert. And I think the tone therapy is one of the ways that you can find success with that challenge.
Yeah, but it seems to me that anything that you overload your body with, it's going to get rid of one way or another if it can't use it for good purposes, shall we say.
That's so true. It's like you can put way too much of something in your body, and your body then is struggling to get rid of it, really. So it's just putting a burden on your body, which is a problem with people who take a lot of supplements. It's that, okay, they're all good supplements, but it may be that they're really overloading themselves with too much. So it's really more of a question of needing to have balance rather than more.
Yeah, that's tricky because, I do a lot of reading about Parkinson's and, of course, listen to you and other people. And, something will come up and say, well, this might be helpful or that might be helpful. And before you know it, you're taking a whole handful of things.
Right. And spending a fortune, too.
Yeah, and I worry about perhaps they're canceling each other out or interacting in some negative way.
And those concerns are very well-founded, Bill. If you just think about it, nobody's ever done studies that have combined different kinds of supplements or supplements with medications. Nobody knows what the interactive effect of all of that is. So I
right.
think that's exactly right. We really don't know. One of the kinds of conclusions that I have come to with regard to the subject that we're talking about is I think it makes sense to muscle test questions about supplements and how much to take every time you take a supplement. So learn how to do some really quick self-guided muscle testing techniques. And every morning, you know, if you've got a whole bunch of supplements that you think you should be taking, for each one, ask your body, should I take this right now or not, yes or no? And sometimes the answer is going to be yes, sometimes it will be no. But just, you know, listen to the guidance of your body, because your body will be able to tell you what you need.
Yeah, it's funny. It sounds nuts, but sometimes I just don't take them because I just have this feeling I don't need them. And it's not based on anything I can really put my finger on. But I just think, you know, I need a break from taking all these pills.
And that's muscle testing. It's the same thing, Bill. You're just trusting the wisdom of your own instincts. It's the same thing. You can mechanically muscle test, but you can also get the information, just like you were saying. You sort of look down and you say, not today. It's like, no, I'm not
yeah.
doing that today. Well, you know, trust that. Trust that. I think you're
yeah, that's
you're
interesting
just,
you say that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, yeah, but I should take these. You know, I've read this story on the Internet that said it's going to help me or help other people. And I think, no. Always ask yourself. Always ask your gut instinct, should I do it or not? And you're going to always get the right answer. And sometimes it'll be, well, don't take it any of it at all. Sometimes it'll be, we'll take just a little bit. So every time you might get a different answer.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll do that then. I mean, like I said, it's not something that you can, it's not like a voice from on high telling you don't do it. It's just a feeling.
Right. It's an instinct. It's a wisdom. I call it a wisdom myself. It's an inner wisdom of knowing the right decision to make in the moment. So when you're checking in and the answer is no, then you just want to make sure you follow that inner wisdom. And you might want to check in again later in the day and say, okay, should I, you know, go back and take some of these now or not? And the answer still may be no. But you can always continue to
right.
check in and see, you know, what it is that you need. So I had this little booklet that I'm happy to send out to anybody about how you can have ways to muscle test yourself without involving another person. It introduces four techniques that I use myself quite often, but they're all mechanical techniques. And the truth is that if you just kind of check in with, well, what do you think? What's your inner instinct? What's your inner wisdom? That's going to give you the same answer. So I think you're muscle testing in the way that works for you.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you for sort of confirming my suspicion on that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all your fascinating report, Bill, and your input and your participation. It just means everything to me.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, Robert. It's you're saintly in your dedication to this, and I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome indeed. Well, let me open up the line now to Lynn and say hello, Lynn. How are you?
I'm okay. The vitamin discussion is interesting because my doctor tests all the vitamins on me when I'm there. He does this field testing, which is kind of like muscle testing.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to do more of the supplements that are more food sources, like the Aroga ones. So.
Yeah, I do use
a pendulum at home occasionally. I don't do it every day, but I do use it.
So you're always checking to see what you need to take.
Yeah, occasionally, but I really trust the doctor, so I kind of go with that. But I may do that more. But I have
Do both.
Yep. So, anyways. I only heard part of your talk. I'm interested to hear the rest. I had to talk to an insurance company. But there's a couple of thoughts. I like that idea about sound that you talk about. And I remember there was a woman you interviewed. I'm going to have to re-listen to that because I had forgotten about that. because I'm getting that deep brain surgery in end of August, and I was reading how it works. How it works is it actually changes the frequency of the neurons and then not change the dopamine level or anything. So that's essentially energy or sound in a sense.
Right, exactly. The same thing.
So they're trying to be more in the energy level field with the surgery, but we'll see what happens. What else do I have to say that I was going to tell you about? That's all I can think of. There was something else, but that's all I can think of right now. So.
Well, you have been on a fascinating journey, Lynn, for lots of reasons. And, I think it's interesting that medicine itself is using more and more of the sound frequencies as treatments. That's what focused ultrasound is. They're they're putting sound directly into the substantia nigra, so that's sound therapy. It's expensive sound therapy, but it's sound therapy. And so it's interesting that the whole trend of medicine is, I think, going into the direction of sound and light as well.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And the doctors at Rush that are going to do the surgery told me they're holistic. I couldn't believe it. They don't believe in many meds. I was like,
oh,
really?
My God. Oh, yeah. My God. That's incredible. Gee,
yeah, how did I manage to find that? There was somebody else that worked with that.
Oh, really? Well, you found some wonderful support personnel to help you with your journey down the road to recovery, Lynn.
Yeah, I'm doing better cognitively. People tell me I look better, but I still, these tremors keep getting worse and worse. So,
Do you have any speculation about why the cognitive is so much better?
I work hard. I think you know, on all levels, emotional. I've been doing a lot of this process called the journey work, and also the family constellation work. But doctors noticed after doing those emotional processes that I was doing better.
Great.
Emotional, spiritual processes. And I also think this is what I'm going to tell you about. I heard you mention not eating wheat and certain things. My husband and I started, have you all heard of Dr. Grundy? He advertises a lot. He has this diet and he talks about Parkinson's being from bad gut bacteria.
What?
Bad gut bacteria. And his whole diet works on changing the gut biome. And what I just found out, I had a friend, like my maid of honor in my wedding, just came. I haven't seen her in 5 years, and she showed up at my house, and she said I was tremoring 15 years ago. And at that time, I had such bad stomach problems, I couldn't eat. I had severe pain, and so that makes sense to me that Parkinson's origin is in bad gut bacteria.
Yeah, there are a lot of researchers who have made that very same conclusion, Lynn.
Yeah, and the diet, this Grundy diet, it is so good. He has recipes. It's very easy to follow. So if anyone was ever interested in it, and what I like is it's only for 2 weeks that you do a severe taking out, but then he goes through the seasons of the years and you can eat things later on. He just, like, rather than like wheat flour, he has you using coconut and almond flour when you bake, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. And so can you spell Grundy for everybody? So
Grundy. And he has a book called that we are using called The Longevity Paradox.
Longevity Paradox.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to put those in the notes for everybody.
Yeah, and my husband's really enjoyed the diet too. He's recovered from cancer, but he even likes it. So.
Wonderful. Well, that's a positive report.
Yeah, his blood tests are totally normal. So that's great.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful suggestion, Lynn. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that's That's it. That's what I was going to say. I'm glad I remembered it.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad you remembered it, too. Well,
other thing I think helped a lot was exercise. Diet, exercise, spirituality, and emotional things. Because I'm really fine except for the tremors.
And you're going to address that, too, down the road. So
yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful report of progress and recovery. Thanks so much for the inspiration.
Okay, awesome.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And let me now connect in. We have also Vonna, who's calling in. Vonna, hello, how are you?
Yes, hello, I'm fine.
Good.
I say I'm fine.
So what's up? What's up with you?
I'm fine, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Oh, I said I'm fine, but I still have a tremor in my right hand. You talked about radiation. What, you remember the bath that I talked about, taking the bath in
yes.
hot water with certain ingredients? One of those bath combination is for getting rid of radiation within the body.
Cool. What is the substance you put in the bath water?
Well, that's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, shoot. But I want to know the secret. Come on, Vonna.
I gave it out last time, and nobody called me and nobody emailed me. So I don't know that anybody's interested. But I know one thing. After I take a bath in that hot water, the next day I'm just sort of ragged out, but I think it's from detoxing.
Right.
But then I feel good after that.
That means it's really working.
Yeah. So, but it's some information I got from my daughter-in-law who is into health and nutrition. And anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I just went to a health conference. And remember I mentioned I was taking this, instead of having to put in the juicer your beets and carrots and barley, you can buy it in a powder form and mix it up and drink it. And I went to a conference with a company that that makes that available. And I could not believe the people that were there. Unsolicited, different people said, well, I had cancer and was given 18 months to live, and here I am 15 years later.
Wow.
That's eating the drink and all the stuff that's available through this company. And it's all natural. It's gluten-free. It's kosher. It's chemical-free. It's a lot of things. So what I found out is that I was not drinking enough of it. It's like a juice. So, and when I drink it, I'm real, like you drink it on an empty stomach, and I'm really very satisfied, and I feel much more, a better sense of well-being.
Oh.
But what I found out is that there were a lot of young people there, including Amish people,
uh-huh.
and they recognize a good thing, too. And there were people there that were old farts, even older than me. And I looked older than them. Could not believe some of them on this regiment for 10 or 15 years or more. And I couldn't believe the skin and just how alert and apt they were. And here I am hobbling around after falling and fracturing my pelvic and my upper humerus and all that. So, I just felt as though they were a lot younger looking than me. And they acted a lot younger, too, so.
Well.
So I came home drinking this stuff left and right.
So you're upping the dose that you're taking, it sounds like.
I'm upping the dose a bit, uh-huh. So I was interested in that. So if they want to know more about that, they could email me or call me as one or the other, and I'd be glad to share the information. I'm not in it to make money or take advantage, because I'm here telling about it to help people.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Vanna, so tell everybody slowly your email address.
V as in vodka, P as in Paul, V as in vodka, and then O as Oscar. So it's VPVO at AOL.com. And then my telephone number is 609-533-1116.
Okay, so we've got VPVP at AOL.com.
VPVO.
VPVO. And then the phone number is 609-533-1116.
Yeah. Even though I live in Texas, that's New Jersey. Even though I live in Texas, that's a New Jersey number.
Oh, okay.
But one of my main complaints is my stiff fingers in my right hand and the tremor in my right hand and the brain fogginess. So seems like I felt a lot less foggy just doing some preventative things. I am on taking a little bit of cinnamon, but more and more I'd like to get off of it if possible.
Yeah.
I'm taking about 25 to 100.
Oh.
Pardon?
It'll be interesting to see when you increase the dose of this if you find that you're getting even more relief.
Well, I feel a little more clear-headed for sure. But this kind of been around for 20 years or something like that, or 25 years. It's not something that just happened yesterday.
Right.
But a lot of people that don't have health problems now and doing just fine. So I thought I would give that a whirl before I jump off the deep end and do something drastic to my body, such as cut off my hand or cut off my
Right. Yeah, right. And we can take care of this problem. We'll just eliminate the hand. Oh, my.
So we all had to introduce ourselves, and I told them I was from my mother and my father. That's supposed to be funny.
Did anybody laugh?
I had them rolling in the aisle. That one joke that I use is that when I was born, the Dead Sea was only sick. You know what the Dead Sea is?
Well, yeah, of course.
Dead Sea is mentioned in the Bible. And so when it was sick, that's when I was born. So that's quite a few years ago.
Right.
Anyway,
that's
my contribution to all of this.
Well, thank you, Vanna. I hope you get some calls and emails and we get some more people taking this. It sounds like it really is helping a lot of people.
And if they want the ingredients for the bath, I'll be glad to share them with that, too.
Right, but you got to contact Vanna or listen to the last support group gathering in May. You'll get it then as well. Well, Vanna, thanks so much for connecting yet and being here. It's great to hear from you. Many blessings. So let me now look at the chat room and see, we don't have anybody who's written reports of how they're doing and what's up and any suggestions of what others can do. No follow-up questions about my earlier presentation about what Sherry Edwards has discovered. So if anybody has anything else that you want us to cover, any other topics or questions, we got an interesting group of people connecting through the computer for this particular support group, so I'm not able to actually connect in with them live. They're not really on the control panel. So if you have anything else that we need to talk about, now is a good time to type it into the chat room. And for those of you that haven't heard, while I'm waiting to see if we've got some other topics to discuss before we close out this gathering today, I'm offering a follow-up shutdown anxiety course that will launch on July the 2nd. The first one had to be closed early, and so we're doing a second one because we had so many people that wanted to sign up. So if you're interested in learning some tried and proven techniques that get anxiety under control, And be sure to join us for that course. Again, it starts July 2nd, noon Pacific time. We go for 6 contiguous sessions, classes. And, of course, you get all the notes and the replays, as is the case for all of my classes. So it's been a wonderfully received set of suggestions. I was able to organize all of the ideas from the extensive research that has been done by people who've asked the question, well, what kind of strategies or methods or techniques really do result in a reduction of anxiety? So we've been able to synthesize all of that massive research and simplify some really simple techniques that really make a big difference. So we do talk about some substances and, you know, supplements, that kind of thing that can make a difference. But we also cover the very specific techniques that you can do in the moment to make a big difference. So shut down anxiety. Early bird still on. So this is the follow-up course from the one that we had to close out early. Let me check the chat room again. And, oh, shoot, we don't have anybody who's typed in hello or how are you or any other topics to discuss. So it looks like we must be concluded in terms of the substance of our support group gathering today. And let me, again, suggest that if you have any additional revelations about what might have been revealed to you for the analysis of your voice profile, please share it. Send me whatever you've discovered, whatever you found has been useful. I'll be sure to get the message out to all of our other members and to the global audience at large. So the more discoveries that we can have, that we can report out, the more we're learning about all the different factors that influence the symptoms of Parkinson's. Well, thank you so much for being a supporter here of Parkinson's Recovery, for being a participant in our monthly support group gatherings. Let me encourage each of you to visit the member websites. We've got 12 of them, 12 pages. Some of them are pages that you want to visit. Just stay there for about 15 seconds because it might be a funny joke so that you can make dopamine and laugh out loud and find that, well, you need to take less medication because you've got more dopamine in your body. We've got mind challenges. We've got problems to solve. That creates new neural networks. We've got meditations, a long one and 5 short ones over the course of the week. We've got announcements of what's going on here at Parkinson's Recovery. There's a wealth of information. So I update the website so that you can get new information every week. So please check in, if possible, every single day and find that you're going to get an infusion of support and positive energy on your decisions that you are making today, right now, on your journey down the road to recovery. And let me know what else I can do in terms of providing support, information, and resources as you figure out what's causing your symptoms and the steps that you need to take in order to be able to address those causes. Lots of causes, lots of factors, lots of very complicated interactions in the body. But in the end, I think, focusing your intention on realizing that, yes, it is possible for you to heal. It is possible to reverse whatever neurological symptoms you experience. Healing is possible. Make that miracle happen for you today. More and more people are doing just that. And, of course, that's the whole purpose and the mission of Parkinson's Recovery is to document all of the many different people and all the many different ways that people have discovered is helping them be able to get well and reclaim their full life force. And again, once we're able to have a solid challenge to that false belief out there that Parkinson's is, quote, degenerative, I don't think so. I will feel like we have succeeded here at Parkinson's Recovery in accomplishing our mission. We're getting more and more people who are being successful, finding their own solutions, and documenting those solutions. So we're getting a critical mass of more and more and more people who have been successful. May you be among that wonderful group of people who've made it happen for themselves. So, again, thanks so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. I'm here for you. Let me know what I can do in response. That is what, again, is happening on the shores of the, you guessed it, Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and, of course, all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a part of this global Parkinson's Recovery member composed of individuals who are figuring out what it takes to be able to reverse their symptoms, that you too, among all of the others, are indeed traveling successfully down the road to recovery. Congratulations to you.